This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Coming out from hiding for a few minutes, Victoria. Here we are on the DJV program. Jennifer's off this hour. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen with a lot of gratitude for those who have followed this program. I just think that expressing gratitude, I don't know whether you do it or how you do it in your life, that's somewhat of a rhetorical question, but there are so many things to be grateful for. I notice that there is some concern about the economy over the next few months. It'll be interesting to see how the economy fares through Christmas time, because Christmas is where most stores, most retail stores, make their money. It isn't that way in the restaurant business, but in terms of retail, that is, I'm talking about the big box stores, but I'm also talking about online as well. Even though it's bumpy now, and maybe this, because it's Christmas time, that'll help, excuse me, modify some of the bumping. But better times, I think, are fairly close, I think, after the inauguration. I don't know whether it's coterminous with that or not. A lot of people on Wall Street have been looking forward to a change in leadership, and so the market reflected that right after the election when it appeared obvious that Biden's going to win. What, did he go up 1,400 points in one day or something?
Yeah, so one of the largest gains, I think, in history.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Well, there are certain sectors that, you know, that they've been planning on if it was a Trump re-election or if it was a Biden election. And
right.
There are certain sectors that were expected to kind of boom under each person and administration.
Right,
so,
exactly. Yeah. Both have their strong points. All right, so the continuing focus on COVID, which will make the next couple of months rocky, again, for all of us, it's changed my plans for Christmas and New Year's. I've decided I'm not going to go to California to be with my children because there just seems to be, in California, it is the worst possible state in the country to be in. It's just a mess. Nobody knows what to do. There's no leadership. Nobody's telling. There's no, you know, it's just a mess. And anyway, what do we look for in terms of something to be thankful for during this week of Thanksgiving? AstraZeneca, another drug company, Victoria, says they have a vaccine that's pretty effective as well, and they could be out with it almost at the same time as Pfizer and Moderna.
Yeah, so this vaccine is different. It's interesting because there are, I think, what, four now that we know of that have gotten to this point. So it's Pfizer,
right.
Moderna. Regeneron has the antibodies that they're going to get the fast, you know, the quick approval for. And now University of Oxford and AstraZeneca have worked together on this this vaccine. This so far, they say that this has stopped an average of 70% of the participants from getting COVID, from falling ill from it. It's below the bar that has been set by Pfizer and Moderna. Those two vaccines are 90% effective for one of the two dosing regimens. And so this is about 70%. So it's still very good. And Dr. Fauci had said, you know, if you think about when you get the flu shot every year, and every year it's a different percentage of effectiveness, and they don't always know going in because they're guessing.
Yeah.
And so like this past,
that
like,
changes, the virus changes as this one is, the others do as well.
Right.
They change
so,
every year. Yeah.
As of right now, who knows what these numbers, if these numbers will stay at the same efficacy rate or if they're going to change, if the virus mutates and people start getting the vaccine by next spring and then it's not as effective, we won't really know for sure. But 70% is still a lot higher than the average flu shot. Last year, I think in the 2019-2020 flu vaccine was like 40% effective or 45. It was something relatively low.
Yeah.
So 70% is still pretty good. And
You
know, we're moving forward. And it's at this point, the biggest challenge really from everything that I've read so far is just how to get the vaccine to people. Mm-hmm. It's the, you know, it's one thing to have a vaccine, but it's you know, how do we get it to as many people as possible?
Yeah.
In New Jersey, our governor over the weekend said that he hopes to get the Pfizer vaccine to, they're going to have it list, I think they're going to have it stored. I don't know if you know this, but the Pfizer vaccine has to be stored at such an incredibly cold temperature that only hospitals can really actually house this vaccine. The Moderna one is regular refrigeration, but
right.
the Pfizer one, for whatever reason, is in like sub-zero temperatures.
It's outer space temperatures.
It's something really crazy that only certain hospitals even have the refrigeration for.
Right. Yeah.
So that's going to be a little bit more difficult to get the Pfizer one, I think. Moderna seems to be the one that might be widely accessible to people. Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people who have drawn down their savings, are struggling to pay medical bills, keeping their homes, trying to fend off the grim reaper, if you will. There are a lot of bankruptcies. You know, we've been talking about how well divorce lawyers are doing. The bankruptcy lawyers are doing pretty well as well. When you go into a recession like this, it can be permanent. And so when somebody sent me a note just when I was saying you have a lot to be thankful for and wondered, well, what happens to people like this? And that's it's a question. A lot of tragedy, a lot of hardship. And I go back to whether we're going to hold the Chinese government responsible for this. That doesn't seem to be in the offing, at least immediately, on the surface. I don't know what's going on subsurface, because you never get anybody to give you a straight answer about this. But there's a very frustrating reality among a lot of people, a lot of families who are not able to pay. There's still millions of people that are unemployed. If there's some kind of a help or an aid bill or whatever it is, there's still, by the way, $660 billion that could be spent between now and the end of the year to help various people out in various programs. But, you know, they're trying to push back. There are two or three things that are creating bankruptcies. Foreclosures on homes, being thrown out. Isn't there the rent thing, I think, goes away the end of December, if I'm not mistaken.
That in some places, depending on where you are, then, yeah. And there was no real plan. It's just, it was a stay of execution. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Without an actual plan in place to help people pay their rent, we're going to see evictions. That's just, there's no other way around it.
Yeah.
So it's
there are enough ventilators, though, right now. They're still being produced, and most hospitals have enough ventilators. They're not being used, according to the experience that I told you about last week from the experience that I had at the local hospital. They're not using them anywhere near as much as they were before, but they're still using them. So,
yeah, we've got 250 people on ventilators in Jersey right now.
You do? Okay.
So, yeah, it's going way up. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
This is exactly what all of the, whether it's Dr. Fauci or Dr. Birx or, you know, any of the different scale models, this is exactly what was supposed to happen. This is worse than, this potentially could be worse. So we know there are a lot more cases now than there were in the spring. But, you know, when you see people like, I don't know if you noticed over the weekend, I was reading these horrific stories from Utah. And, you know, Utah is really bad right now with cases.
Yeah.
And people are on ventilators and dying. And this is, it's like, Utah now is where New York and New Jersey were, where we were in, you know, March, April, May. And so the nurses out there, the doctors are now they're picking and choosing which patients they can save and see. It's getting really, really bad. I don't know. It's not making national news because I think all the election stuff is kind of distracting. But there are states that are just in really dire situations. And the problem is initially the virus had concentrations in cities, which have more hospitals and more resources. Now the virus has spread to very rural areas. And those little hospitals and city, you know, and those like, you know, urgent care type places, they just aren't equipped to handle this. So people are having to ship very ill patients away from rural areas into cities to try to get them to a hospital. It's a horrible situation. It really, it's It's nothing. I know a lot of people have been saying, I know you've been saying this and you and I disagree on this, but, you know, let the chips fall where they may. This is not a virus that anyone wants to get. There are long-term ramifications to this that we still don't even know about. And there are more and more stories that I saw popping up all weekend on social media. Healthy people in their 20s and 30s are in the hospital now, in the ICU, and some of them are on ventilators. No pre-existing conditions that anybody knows about. Healthy people are getting this, too. So I just, it's a mess.
Well, you
this
and
is
I
not
look
something
at,
that...
Sometimes we look at different pieces of information. I'll tell you, in a moment I want to ask you or I want to think about somebody told me over the weekend that they got a text from somebody saying they'd been exposed to COVID. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if you got a note like that, what would you do under the circumstances? It's the DJV program. Don't forget our download every day or at least four times a week. You can find the latest DJV download at djvshow.com. We have a focus on Naya Rivera's ex suing for wrongful death. The state of California is the subject of that suit. Sinbad, we talked about him and his stroke, and The Undertaker retiring from the Wrestling Federation, and then Santa and Rudolph,
that Rudolph, right. Yeah, and the little light on Rudolph's nose still works. It's amazing.
$300,000 they brought. That's the subject matter of the latest DJV download. Catch it at djvshow.com or wherever you get your time. How many podcasts can you listen to a day? Well, make sure this is the first one. Wherever you get your podcast, you can find the DJV download.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
7 days of Black Friday deals on the hottest brands.
Kick off your holiday shopping at Staples, where you'll find the best gifts for working or learning from home.
Like Apple AirPods, great for video conferences or online classes.
And now at Staples, Apple AirPods with wireless charging case are just $119.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
The most wonderful deals of the year are at Staples this holiday.
Ends 11/28, in store only, limit 2, while supplies last, curbside available in most stores.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Great news, beauty lovers. Black Friday is starting earlier than ever at Ulta Beauty. Beginning Sunday, November 22nd, enjoy hundreds of Black Friday deals available all week long, like 50% off the hottest products from Bare Minerals, Living Proof, and more. Or get 40% off eyeshadow palettes from Juvia's Place and Makeup Revolution. And we've made shopping easier, too. Visit us in-store, online, or try curbside pickup. The holidays are here. Let's see the joy all season long. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer.
Rest easy with the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. You can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Will it help with her snoring?
I snore.
Does Rudolph have a red nose?
Yes, it can be gently raised on either side to help relieve snoring.
So you can really promise better sleep.
Not promise, prove. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. Ask your smart speaker to find your local Sleep Number store today.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
7 days of Black Friday deals on the hottest brands.
Kick off your holiday shopping at Staples, where you'll find the best gifts for working or learning from home.
Like Apple AirPods, great for video conferences or online classes.
And now at Staples, Apple AirPods with wireless charging case are just $119.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
The most wonderful deals of the year are at Staples this holiday.
Ends 11/28, in store only, limit 2, while supplies last, curbside available in most stores.
Seems to be a lot of focus on Hallelujah here on this program, which is pretty appropriate. There are several different Hallelujahs. Carrie Underwood has dropped a video for John Legend's Christmas duet, Hallelujah. This is a song. No, even those words, Victoria, Hallelujah, Hallelujah chorus, but that word, that focus, it's so full of joy. It's like gratitude. What a word signifies by the way it sounds.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Carrie's got her first ever Christmas album called My Gift. And in the video that goes with this song, the two of them perform with a kind of a cozy confines of an abandoned mansion while snow is falling outside. And let's see here. Underwood said, "Now more than ever, we need to focus on what Christmas is about and rely more on our family. Even though it's been a tough year, sometimes I feel like the greatest realizations can come in the worst of times." I think that's very true. And then a Legend, who co-wrote this song, Hallelujah, this version of Hallelujah, also making an appearance on Underwood's My Gift at Christmas special from Carrie Underwood, which will be on HBO Max starting, 2 weeks? First week of December, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie says, "The journey of writing and recording this album started last year when I finished my tour, and we could have never anticipated the circumstances would be as they are this year. Creating this album has been good for my heart, and I'm thrilled to get to share it with the world and to bring it to life with HBO Max. My Gift, a mix of traditional and original Christmas songs, arrived on the 25th of September, interestingly enough." So, we like this. How does you like this sound, Victoria?
Yeah, I think they sound great together. I'm a huge John Legend fan, and his Christmas album that came out 2 years ago was one of my favorite Christmas albums ever. It's just so great.
Yeah. Yeah, they sound very, very, very good together.
And Carrie's got that kind of voice. Like, I don't really like her kind of pop country stuff. but no. I think she's got an incredible voice. And when she sings more traditional things, I think she's incredible. She just she's got such a beautiful voice.
Yeah. Yep. It's all good, as they say. So there it is. Carrie Underwood, John Legend. You'll hear that, I would think, starting. Over. Isn't this on some of the music stations now, the Christmas music stations?
Yep.
Ought to
yeah.
be, anyway, if it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, good. That's a good sound. And now at 26 past the hour on the DJV show with Victoria and Doug and Sam Smith. He's got a new Christmas song called The Lighthouse Keeper.
Bring you safely home.
Sounds like he's
I will
trying to mimic the pentatonics.
Keeper.
Yes, no?
No, the song picks up. Yeah. I mean, it's a very Sam Smith sound.
Yeah.
But it picks up. It's actually a beautiful song. I listened to it yesterday, like, in its entirety. And it's a really lovely sentiment about him being the lighthouse keeper. It's just it's really beautiful.
We make a movie out of that. Isn't there a movie about a lighthouse keeper, it seems to me?
There was one that came out last year with Robert Pattinson and Willem Dafoe. I didn't see it, but, yeah.
There was another one before that with another an English star. Again, anyway, Sam Smith says, if any year could make me look forward to the sound of Christmas, it'll be this year. As more than ever, we are yearning to be around our friends and family once again. He said, Christmas symbolizes that for me. Earlier this year, I was inspired to write a Christmas love song. Producer Labyrinth and I poured our hearts into this one. It has honestly been pure joy to create and make. He was supposed to release To Die For in June, but the album was rescheduled, renamed because of COVID. I'm sorry it's taken a while, he said, but these unprecedented times give me...
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Democrat leaders and celebrities claim they're moving to Georgia to influence the Georgia Senate runoffs, Joe Concha from The Hill tells Fox, there's your proof of voter fraud.
So the Secretary of State did say that, and he did say that he will prosecute people that do that sort of thing in terms of moving to the state just to vote in the election, but I don't know how you possibly even track that, right? How do you even prosecute people if they vote and then they leave? After the, election, you're telling me you're going to track every resident in the state to see if they've left and they voted? It's impossible. Guys.
U.S. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien told Vietnamese leaders they must curb illegal rerouting of Chinese exports and purchase more U.S. goods, such as liquefied natural gas and military equipment, in order to avoid American tariffs. The Commerce Department this month imposed preliminary anti-subsidy duties on Vietnamese car and truck tires, citing the nation's undervalued currency among the reasons. USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
The Pittsburgh Steelers continue to be the only undefeated team in the National Football League. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki takes a look at the rest of the league Sunday.
In the NFL Sunday, the Pittsburgh Steelers remain the only undefeated team in the league by dropping Jacksonville 27-3. The Cincinnati Bengals likely lost quarterback Joe Burrow to a knee injury in their 29 loss to Washington. A Derrick Henry touchdown run in overtime lifted the Tennessee Titans over the Baltimore Ravens 30-24. The Indianapolis Colts knocked off the Green Bay Packers 34-31 in an extra frame. The New York Jets moved to 0-10 on the year, falling to the LA Chargers 34-28. The Dallas Cowboys held off the Minnesota Vikings 31-28. And the Kansas City Chiefs came from behind in the fourth quarter to down the Las Vegas Raiders 35-31. The LA Rams and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will wrap up Week 11 on Monday night. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Let's get an update with the COVID-19 vaccine status with USA Radio News' Tim Berg.
The nation's first coronavirus vaccine is set to go before the FDA on December 10th. That's when an advisory board will meet to consider Pfizer's request for emergency approval. The company reports the vaccine is 95% effective. Regarding the timing of things, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar.
Within weeks, we could have a decision from FDA. And within 24 hours of that, we will have started distributing millions of doses of safe and effective vaccine to begin protecting our most vulnerable across America.
Thanks for listening to USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Difficult.
Inside the world, the holiday way. This is Thanksgiving week, the beginning of the season, more or less. Let's see what we can do to make your season a little bit better and brighter every day. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan on the DJV program. We'll be here on Thanksgiving Day to wish you, maybe have a little more music on Thanksgiving Day. Give thanks for stuff. I was talking about gratitude earlier. I think I might be grateful if somebody sent me a text or an email or something that said, I have been exposed to COVID. Now, if you want to know who it is, that's swell. If you don't want to know who it is, then you have, what is this called, notjolly.co, a new way, a tool, sort of, in the fight against COVID, a different take, I suppose, on contract tracing. It's an online tool that allows people who have the COVID to anonymously notify others they've been exposed. But what good does that do if right. you don't know who or where or when? I mean, I suppose that all I can see coming out of this is fear and whether it's a good idea or not, but it's something that's getting a lot of exposure for sure. The anonymous COVID notification system. So what would you do, Victoria, if you got one of these texts?
I don't know. Honestly, because this kind of stuff makes me very, from a tech perspective, these kinds of things make me very nervous. So I hope that
I
don't...
Because it could be abused.
Yes, and we don't know where this data is being stored. We don't know anything about this. I'm on their website, and there's no information about who they are. Mm-hmm. This could be a Chinese server. We have no idea what this is. Yeah. So if this is not something that I want to encourage anyone to use.
But
if
you'll see a lot about it.
If you are serious about notifying people who have been exposed, every state, and we talked about this in the tech report last week, every state has their own system. So whether I'm in New Jersey, I've got the New Jersey one, I've got the New York one active, and I will get a notification on my phone. You don't have to download any apps or anything. You just have to, in your settings, go right to exposure notifications. It's already on the phone. Google and Apple work together on this. It's very secure. It's totally anonymous, but it will keep you apprised if if your phone comes in contact with or within 6 feet of another person who also has reported to have been exposed to COVID, it will give you a notification on your phone. That's the right way to do it. That's all been verified. That's safe. This kind of stuff is sort of like, to me, this is like sending a joke text, oh, I have an STD and now you do too. So you know someone who got one of these texts?
Yes, and they didn't know what to do with it, so I'm just asking the question. Yeah, what do you do if you get something like this? I noticed that New York City has what they are calling COVID care packages. If you are exposed, if you get something like this, or you know you've been exposed, have you seen these that New York City is sending out if you've been exposed to COVID? This looks like kind of an interesting reality in a manner of speaking.
I haven't seen it. What's in the package?
The testing stuff and where to go, suggestions of, it's kind of like it's a PSA, only you get it delivered to your box, your inbox, sort of public service announcement urging you to stay home for 15 days, that kind of stuff. It just is where you can go to get help. It's all the information sort of put into one notice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that New York is a good place for it to start. It'd be nice if it was everywhere.
Right?
Just having basic information that gives you, to get you away from the fear of not knowing what to really expect or what to do. There's so much fear. And, it is part of the, you just gave me cause for thinking. I wasn't thinking about the Chinese government with whatever that thing was that we were just talking about.
Yeah.
I just flipped off. But, they're capable of anything.
Mm-hmm.
They are dastardly,
horrible. That could be Russian, that could be North Korean, that could be anybody.
Yeah.
But just
yeah.
to me in general, you all right?
Yeah.
You're handing over someone else's cell phone. So, or email address,
It's another way for people to track you.
Yeah.
Now that
we've sort of worked through this, my reaction, actually, I would be pretty pissed off if someone sent me a text with that, because I would know that they gave my number that I did not give permission to release, that they gave my number to a janky website like that.
Right.
So that's I would be angry.
So there. All right, let's do international relations here for a moment. I thought it was interesting that Netanyahu and the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia held their first meeting in Saudi Arabia. This is pretty, the Israeli government hasn't had two words to say to the Saudis for years and years and years. So is this an acceleration of warming relations? One of the things that Trump is credited with, how much credit he deserves some for putting some of these deals together. After all, at the end of the year, isn't it peace on earth and goodwill toward men that we're looking for? And the more of this that we can get to counter all the stuff that's coming out of China and Russia to a point and Iran. And I suppose now, we all are looking with an eyebrow raised at Venezuela, although I don't think the leadership there is smart enough to really do anything or have any impact. I think that you can look to Iran and Russia and China as being the bad guys. Remember when... when Bush, I chuckled because I always chuckled at his expressions, the axis of Evil. Remember that?
Right. Yep.
The Axis of Evil. And who was in that group? Well, I suppose the Axis, the trio now, is China, Russia, and Iran. And of that, I think China and Iran are more dangerous than Russia. Do you agree?
I think it depends on which area. I think Russia has been sitting... Isn't it odd that Putin and Russia have been oddly quiet throughout this entire election?
Very quiet.
They have been busted trying to hack into biomedical companies that are working on vaccine stuff, research labs from universities. It's not just the Chinese. The Russians right now love the fact that And I put Edward Snowden squarely in the center of all of that.
Right, yeah.
And so he's smarter than everybody combined,
including Putin, I think, yeah.
So, yeah, I think that Russia has been up to plenty, and they're just enjoying that all the blame right now, and the focus is on China. But I think Russia still has plenty of they're up to their
plenty
eyeballs.
Of, yeah, right, exactly. He's got that smirk on his face.
Mm-hmm.
If you will. We were talking on Friday about Guitar Center maybe going bankrupt. Well, they did. So another one of the things that's happening, personal bankruptcies, corporate bankruptcies, takes your breath away, actually, all of these things. A lot of companies are having close shaves with reality. Some may make it and some may not. But patronizing local, that's one of the things that I am hoping that we can do this holiday season when you're thinking, so many people are going online. I was looking at some catalogs last night because I'm not going to California for Christmas. So I'm looking at gifts for the kids, mostly for Miles, you know, the stuff that he loves. I seem to have a knack for getting him things that he really likes. And I'm going to try. The thing is that with most of the stuff that I would do that way, I buy it out of a catalog and send it to him, which sort of flies in the face of me suggesting to you that you shop local. But remember that all of these people who are running their local stores are paying taxes in your community, and they're helping to keep your community going. So what do you think of first? Do you think of what's easy for you, or do you think a little bit about somebody else? And maybe it's an age thing, Victoria. It may, you know, that may be it. But, you know, the black, all the ads for Black Friday stuff have been going on for a month. It used to be Black Friday was the day after Thanksgiving, and that was called Black Friday because it was the day stores would declare that they were in the black. From, you know, up to that point in the year, many stores are not making a profit. They make their profit the last 5 weeks of the year. So I just am hoping that we have a Small Business Saturday here. I don't know if you have it where you are. This weekend, we have Black Friday been going on, but Small
We've
Business Saturday.
We've had it
Saturday.
In the past, I would
have
imagine.
You?
Yeah, I mean, I'm in New Jersey, and our stuff is still open. Retail stores are open.
Yeah.
Restaurants are open. Nothing has closed down. Schools are open. So, you know, I would assume that that Small Business Saturday would actually have a big focus this year.
Let's hope.
Amazon Prime, they have a huge initiative for small businesses on their platform. That's the thing. As much as it's easy to kind of, like, go at the big bad wolf, Amazon, the problem, though, with that is it's a flawed initiative because Amazon is also a place where so many mom-and-pop independent retailers sell their goods.
Oh, yeah,
and
I know.
So
I understand.
It's kind of a double-edged sword. You can look through. Now, Amazon will – they are doing a thing with their Prime days, and they have multiple Prime weekends and Black Friday stuff. So they will direct you to smaller independent businesses. So you can find that, and that is part of their initiative this year is to help those businesses. So you can still do your part and shop on Amazon and have the convenience, but you can still help a small business.
Yeah, I think that's good. I'm glad you reminded us of that. I was thinking of Jack Stockwell, who is one of the mainstays of our Good Day Health Show. We get the podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com, but he's on with us every week. And he has in his clinic, he's got a lot of things that are, that he has put together formulaically that he sells on Amazon with, a good deal of success, people hear.
Right.
Yeah, people want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
So, speaking of podcasts, Your Hidden Power is one of the things that I do every week, an acknowledgement to the sixth sense, if you will, and to what power you have that you may not use. You understand that you have five senses that you use every day. And I'm thinking most of you use your hidden power, and that's really what we tap into in this hour conversation that we have. And then there's a podcast that's about 30 minutes. on the most recent Your Hidden Power, we have a doctor and a rabbi. His name is Gabriel Cousins, who has helped so many people through his holistic medicine and spiritual liberation. Interesting tradition for a Jewish man to have this experience. So if you want to get a different look at the state of God consciousness from his point of view, check out Your Hidden Power at yourhiddenpowershow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. About 500,000 vasectomies are performed in the U.S. every year for men who no longer want to have children. And of those, 6% will elect to have it reversed at some point in their lives.
Vasectomy is like a 15 to 30 minute procedure, but a reversal is like a 2.5 hour to 4 hour procedure.
Dr. Sivan Hilo explains that the vas deferens tubes carry sperm from the testicles into the semen.
We're essentially putting those two tubes back together that were initially cut for the vasectomy.
Almost all vasectomies can be reversed, but it doesn't guarantee success in conceiving a child. Pregnancy rates after reversal range from 30 to 90% depending on the procedure.
Generally tell patients to take it easy for at least 4 weeks. That means heavy lifting, straining, strenuous exercise, and including sexual activity. So after 4 weeks, a couple can start trying to conceive.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Is your pet's constant itching and scratching making you crazy enough to pull your own hair out? Hi, Warren Eckstein here. More than 30 years ago, I started talking to you about your pets on radio and TV, and I heard over and over how your cats and dogs need relief from dry skin, itching, and shedding. Solving these problems inspired me to formulate my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. I consulted top animal nutritionists and veterinarians to formulate the most comprehensive antioxidant-rich supplements. And now, more than 30 years later, Hugs and Kisses have been a healthy daily treat for generations of pets. Just read the comments from verified and satisfied buyers on my website, thepetshow.com. If you want to control your pet shedding, if that dander is driving you crazy, or you'd like to build a barrier for flea season, just go to my website, thepetshow.com, and order my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. While you're there, watch my webisodes on behavior, or just look at some of the amazing videos. Thepetshow.com. Remember, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-HUGS. That's 1-800-430-4847.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive news story. I'm Nick Miles. Audi of America is amongst the very first in the automotive industry to implement an initial carbon price program as a key initiative in the brand's pursuit of low CO2 emissions. This is part of the ambitious global commitment Audi has made to lower its carbon footprint by 30% and is part of the larger Audi AG mission, Zero Imperative, to reach zero net carbon by 2050. To find your new Audi, watch our reviews at OurAutoExpert.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so neighbors helping neighbors this week. A lot of, at least in my neighborhood, in my town, Victoria, a lot of local pantries are starting to help people for Thanksgiving. I've noticed that I gave $100 to a group looking for ways to help people, you know, deliver meals and that sort of thing.
That's
so if
great.
You see,
a lot
you have
of people
the opportunity.
Need it.
Yeah, if you see something, you know, take maybe you can volunteer to help deliver meals on Thanksgiving, whatever. 10 before the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Money pit time. Okay, here we go. Hi, Korn has a place on the radio, and it's with me. And Tommy the K's. You're Tom Kreitler, co-host of the nationally syndicated Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program and the podcast and the action that you get by going to their website. You sign up for their newsletter, all this good stuff. It is a public service that is well worth your time. And we also correlate with Tom. Some of our listeners have questions. Here's Ashley in Pennsylvania, who's getting ready to replace her gutters. Is there a type that doesn't clog? No.
Well, not 100%, but I'd say there is a really simple thing that you can do, Ashley, and it's one thing that I did the last time I replaced the gutters on my home. Now, most gutters, the standard gutter is what's called a K-style gutter, the normal shape of gutter you see, and it's a 4-inch K-style gutter. Now, if you increase that to a 5-inch K-style gutter or even a 6-inch K-style gutter, you will find that they clog a lot less. The difference is that the gutters are deeper and wider, but most importantly, the spout is bigger. And if you have a bigger spout, the number one place that gutters clog is where the hole is in the gutters and it goes into the spout. And in a normal gutter situation, that ends up being about 2-inch diameter, which is otherwise known as the size of a leaf.
The leaf
lays right across it and blocks it. So if you have a deeper spout, it will clog a lot less. And I was really pleasantly surprised when I did make that move with my house that I got very, very few, if any, gutter clogs whatsoever, especially on this one side of the house, Doug, where I had a maple tree that used to dump a ton of leaves.
Yeah.
They just wash right down. In fact, I see them at the end of the spout all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Coming down. What about the bottom? You don't have, some of my spouts have drains into the ground. We have little pits, stone pits.
Oh,
or others, you know,
yeah.
The cat
well,
that carry this.
Probably a situation like that. You have like a dry well.
Yeah.
It will eventually block that.
Clog
out, I think, because.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to back up there because you're not letting, for me, I just let them go. I drain them the daylight, so to speak. They just go out.
Yeah.
But they go out 6-7 feet from the house.
Yeah.
So that it doesn't impact the basement. The crawl space doesn't cause flooding and leakage.
Oh, that's pleasant. Speaking of pleasant, this is the second week of the new sweepstakes at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. What are we getting? What's my prize?
Oh, man, I love these arrow tools that we're giving away. There's a whole bunch of them, four different ones in the package, but... You know, the one that I really like the best is they have a newly designed glue gun. And if you do a lot of crafts, you're used to using these fairly small glue guns that have really short glue sticks, and they are hard to use. They tend to drip a lot, and sometimes your hand gets a little achy using them. They've completely reinvented the glue gun, and that's included in the package. So you can go to moneypit.com. You can enter once a day the Holiday Home Decor giveaway. Each set of tools is worth $165, and we're giving out a dozen sets.
About that. All right, get the info, moneypit.com/sweepstakes. Also, you have the podcast, which is a focus every week on something new. I've started a leaf. Well, I actually have had a compost, not business, but I've had a compost pile on the farm for years and years and years. And I've just partnered with a guy to take some of the space in the back of the farm to bring in things. For a lot of leaf this time of year, leaf and grass composting. So I noticed you've got something about that in the podcast.
Yep. This week we're talking about easy leaf composting, how you can do this yourself at home. Also, roof repair or replace. You know, could you always have to replace a leaking roof? Well, the roofer will say yes. I say no,
of course
not always.
He will. Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of things that you can do to fix those leaks and get many more years out of that.
You know, I just became familiar with the zip method of putting on a roof. I ripped a roof off of an old building that I have that was just infested with yuck. I ripped it off, and we put this zip stuff on. Yeah, I
wasn't
familiar with it before. It's something you can get at big lumber yards. It's a certain type of plywood that dispels any moisture, and you tape up the joints, and you don't have to put, then you just put the shingles on top of that. You don't have to put any extra layer of things, because I did a roof.
So you don't need any tar paper or anything like that?
Nope. No tape.
What about
no
ice and water shield?
I don't know about that. I should ask that question. Yeah.
Only if the space is heated would you need ice and water shield.
Yeah, well, the space would be heated. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
All right, let's see here. Jack is in New Jersey with Victoria. How do I check to see if I have lead pipes?
You know, one easy way to do this is find your main water pipe where it comes into the house, Jack, and then scrape the side of it, file it a little bit, or use some sandpaper. And if it's lead, you will see that come up very, very soon.
Yeah, be
very
easy
obvious.
To see.
Yeah,
very
soft. Very soft.
Help from Tom Kreidler in the Money Pit here on the DJV Show at 15.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.